diagnosis is one, mitral valve disease, common status post-mitral valve replacement with a St. Jude's prosthetic valve and coronary artery bypass times one done at the hospital. Number two, a history of two previous cerebrovascular accidents secondary to embolic disorder from inadequate anticoagulation. Three, atrial fibrillation, comma, on Coumadin with INR 3.1. Four, possible TIA on, comma, yesterday, comma, with right arm weakness and numbness. Beginning of report, this patient returns to cardiology clinic and does not feel well today, period. He thinks that he had a TIA yesterday in which he had sudden right arm weakness, period. His EKG today shows atrial fibrillation with a controlled ventricular response, comma, and T-wave inversions consistent with ischemia, period. This sounds like the same appearing EKG that has previously been done in January, comma. However, I do not have the EKG for comparison, period. Patient is on Sotalol, and it would appear reasonable to stop this medication, period. Patient occasionally has angina about twice a month, relieved by nitroglycerin, period. Patient is followed by Dr. Patient had a cardiac echo done, and in this study, left ventricular function was seen to be normal. Prosthetic mitral valve of a tilting disc variety was working well. And there was a question of an atrial septal defect. However, there this was not at all documented appropriately, and the mitral valve appeared to function well, and patient was in atrial fibrillation at that time period. Physical examination today, BP is 149 over 69 left, 167 over 72 right, pulse 89 and irregular, weight 180 pounds, chest is clear. Cardiac examination reveals good prosthetic clicks of the mitral valve prosthesis, period. There is a low-pitched rumble in diastole, which is appropriate, period. There is no mitral regurgitation clinically, period. There is no edema, period. Comments and recommendations. As patient knows, with mitral valve replacement and atrial fibrillation, INR should be 3.5 to 4.5, especially in the setting of previous embolic episodes, period. EKG suggesting ischemia is of concern, and patients should probably have a thallium imaging study, period. New paragraph, my plan will be to stop Sotalol since patient has been chronically in atrial fibrillation, comma, place him on metoprolol XL 25 mg per day for hypertensive control, which may be increased, period. I am going to give the patient a copy of his EKG and suggest it to him very strongly that he see his primary, his local private cardiologist, Dr. For consideration of thallium imaging, comma, possibly transesophageal echo to assess mitral valve, comma, possible DC cardioversion, period. I will plan a cardiology follow-up in our clinic in my next available slot, probably 6 to 9 months, to re-review the patient, period. I am not going to order a repeat echo, period. End.